kinds of things you grow on it, you know, and just kind of describe the fields.
Well, mostly pasture and hay, and used to raise 4 or 5 acres of corn here. I've gotten away from that. Cost too much to hire it all done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to break it up and buy them fertilized and get it
mm-hmm.
in. I've got more in it than it's worth.
Mm-hmm.
And the hay is just about the same way. If you have to hard hit, cut, mm-hmm. rake, bale, put in the barn and put your fertilizer on, you've got about as much in as you can buy the hay for.
I see. Now that's mainly for your, that's the thing about hay for your stock.
Yeah. Cattle.
Yeah. Now, what about what other crops do you grow in, like in smaller quantities?
Well, just mostly tobacco and patch of corn. Keep mm-hmm. a couple of hogs and
mm-hmm.
6 or 7 cows and run calves with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotten so any more of the help, you can't get the help. If you can, well, it costs you so much, you just about as well leave it alone.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you use the calves
well, usually let them run with the cows till about fall of the year or something, just turn them dry. And then the calves again in the spring, just sure. run them again with them.
Do you keep the calves or do you usually sell them?
I usually keep the cows. They get 10 or 12 year old.
Uh-huh. And do you sell the calves or do you?
Yeah, you sell the calves.
Uh-huh.
Usually beef one and sell the other.
And do you have a bull?
No, I borrowed one this year. You know, sometimes I breed one or two artificial.
Uh-huh. Now, have you ever had a bull?
Yes, sir.
That's pretty expensive, though, isn't it, to keep a bull?
Well, it's quite a bit, and the problem here is a dairy farm on this side, and he artificial,
uh-huh.
and he has cows in
uh-huh.
heat all the time. I borrowed one this year.
Uh-huh.
He got out, and put him up there in the barn, and I had to call the fellow to come and get him.
Uh-huh.
There ain't much choice.
Uh-huh.
You got to have a bull fence, you hold a bull.
Uh-huh. Yeah, or it gets out.
He'll go to them other cattle.
Uh-huh.
And where you got 40 or 50 on this side, and same over here,
uh-huh.
you've had it. If you try to keep one,
uh-huh.
especially if you get some age on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's the danger then? Why don't they want to breed the cows?
Well, they want to get their herd built up, I reckon, mm-hmm. and get better bulls than they can buy.
I see. You mean that they don't want to breed the cows just any bull
they want? They don't want to breed a grade bull,
mm-hmm.
and they'll breed these $6,000-$7,000 bulls.
What's a grade bull?
Well, that's just a low grade
mm-hmm.
cattle.
I see.
Just crossbreeds, maybe.
What does it cost to have a cow bred by artificially by a? A really good bull.
$8 now.
Yeah.
Goes up though every year or two.
But that's a really good.
Yeah, they're good.
That'd be a good bull.
You got a choice of maybe a half a dozen different breeds.
Uh-huh.
Some of them cost $40,000 and $50,000.
The bull?
Uh-huh.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what about smaller places on the farm where you grow things?
Well, just I use some electric fences to rotate around mm-hmm. pasture, cut them up, and cut the hay off. So you cut it twice, but sometime last year I just pastured the second
mm-hmm.
time.
Now, with the